We begin the current daf itself. Rosh Hashanah daf lamed alf. Begin on the top line of the Yamed. The Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, our Mishnah had introduced a concept regarding the halacha, one of the new takanas of Rechem Mezakai, which was that they had changed the idea of accepting Edim after the time of Mincha time, when the Beis Hamikdash was still around, because the shir of the Levim got ruined, which there was a machlekes in the Gemara if it meant that they didn't sing any shir whatsoever, or if they sang a weekday song instead of the Rosh Hashanah song, and therefore they instituted not to accept, where after the Churban, where that wasn't applicable anymore, Rabbi Yechon Zaki said to accept Edom the entire 30th day to make this day into the new moon, the new month, or not, again, which has its application regarding Rosh Hashanah. Now, in that discussion, he came up regarding the Shir Shal Yom that said every single morning. So the Gemara continues on that. Tanya learned the Braisa. Behuda said in the name of Bekibra. Berishin Mahoim. So we know that every single day, they would say a different Shir Shal Yom. Now, what is the halacha of every single day? What song was it that they would say? So on Sunday, they would say a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Lashem ha'aretz, for Hashem is the land, umalaya and its fullness, whatever is in the land. And they would say the entire parak of Tehillim. Now, the reason why they said that one was Al-Shem Shekhanu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu acquired, which means that He created heaven and earth, the Hikna, and then He gave over that acquisition, which as the end of the pasuk says, Tevil v'yeshiva, which literally means to say that He gave it the earth to those that dwell on it. In other words, that He acquired the world, He made it, only to then go out and be makne and acquire it then to the people of the world. And b'shalat b'olamei, and He ruled over His world, because on Sunday, on the first day of creation, where the malachim weren't created until the second day, the only one that was there was Hashem. So you have these ideas of that it was l'Hashem ha'aretz u'malaya, it was only for Hashem. He had acquired everything, and that He gave it tevil v'yeshiva, that He created so that He can give to the people of the world. Basheni Mahoimim. What did Levim sing by the carbon tamid on a Monday, on the second day of the week? They sang a different parak in Tehillim that says, Gadol Hashem, great is Hashem, umuhul miyad, and how praiseworthy He is. Now, the reason why they sang that parak was Al Shem Shechilik Maisa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the second day of creation, split up His creations, which means that He made a separation between the upper waters and the lower waters, and He ruled over them, where He went up above from this world, so to speak, and He went up above where the higher waters were. So there's that separation of between Kodesh HaChayil, similar to what the end of the pasuk there ends up talking about between the city of Yerushalayim and Har Kodshai, where there's a difference between Yerushalayim and the rest of the world. That's, again, showing the similar parallel to what was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the second day, where there was the separation of Kodesh and Chayil. Bashlishi Hoya Oimerman, the third day, on Tuesday, that Levim would sing by the carbon, Elikim Nitzav Badas Kel. Another parak can tell him that God stands by the Holy Assembly. Now, the reason why they said this parak on Tuesday was Al-Shem Shigilei Eretz B'Chachmasa, because He revealed the earth with His wisdom, because up until then it was submerged under the water. The Heichin Tevel Adas, and by doing that He prepared firmament, a land, for His gathering, for His people, for the Jewish people, as it says that on day three was V'Teiruah HaYabasha, so that's what it says, that it was Badas Kel, that He gave place for the Jewish people, for the world to stand, which was on day three when there was the earth was already visible. On a Wednesday they would say a different parak in Tehillim was Kel Nukamas Hashem, that a God of vengeance is Hashem. Now the reason why they said that on a Wednesday was Hashem Shebara Chamu Levanam, because on Wednesday was when the sun and the moon was created. V'asali Par Mebedein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately will end up punishing those who serve the sun and the moon. And that's why we say that Kel Nekamas on that day when it was created. B'chamisha Hayayim, on the fifth day, the Levim would sing a different parak in Tehillim, Harninu Lelekim Uzenu, sing to our mighty God. And as we had mentioned this before regarding Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah they would sing that by Musaf time, so they would change that on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the reason why they sang this on the regular Thursday was Al-Shem Shebara Oifis V'Dogim L'Shabeach L'Shmoy, because on that day, on Thursday, or the fifth day of creation, was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all the birds and the fishes, that to be able to praise Hashem's name, which is what we're doing, Harninu L'Lekim Mezenu, because when a person sees so many different types of birds and so many different types of fishes, he gives the praise to the one who created them. And that's why we say Harninu L'Lekim Mezenu on Thursday. Bashishi Hayayim, on Friday, on the sixth day of creation, then the Levim would sing a different parak Tehillim, Hashem Malach, Hashem has reigned, Geus Lovish, He has clothed Himself with grandeur. Now the reason why they would say that on a Friday was Hashem Shagama Malach, because that's when He concluded the Maisa Vereishis, and he ruled over them. So that's the geis of Hashem, that he was Malach. B'Shvi Hayom, on the seventh day, which is the day of Shabbos, then they would say a different parak in Tehillim, Mizmer Shili Yom HaShabbos. This is the song that they would sing for the day of Shabbos, which that's a reference, Leim Shekuli Shabbos, to the day that's totally Shabbos, which means to say, because ultimately the world is going to be destroyed after the 6,000 years that it's around. Now, there won't be any people, there won't be any malachis that will be there. Everything will cease to be. Now, regarding that day, was that they would sing a Shir Shal Shabbos, which is a day which is, in reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 1,000 years, will be totally be Shavas. Now, on that point, Rabbi Nechemiah argues, and he says, Maro Chacham L'chalik Ben HaProkim Alolo, what would the Chacham see fit to differentiate between these different parakim that they say on all the different 6 days of the week, where it's regarding the past, or regarding the deities of a creation, whereas you're saying that it's regards to Shabbos, is regarding the future, Yom Shekuli Shabbos. So Ella, rather, he says differently. He says, Berishin, regarding the rest of the week, he says the same, that on Sunday, was Shekhanav Hiknim B'Shal B'Lomai, that he created, and then he acquired it to the people, and he ruled over the world on Sunday. B'Sheini Shechilik Maisa Malchalem, that he separated between the higher and lower waters, and he ruled over them. On Tuesday was because he revealed the earth with his wisdom and he prepared land for Adas Kale. Birvi on Wednesday, Shabarakham Lavana, because that's when he created the sun and the moon. Va'asali Parmabdain, he's going to end up taking revenge. That's why it's Kelnakamas Hashem. Bechamishi on Thursday, the Levim would sing the Perek regarding Shabara Ifis Vedagm Shabech Lishmoy. It's Harninu Lakemazenu because of the great praise of all the different creatures of the different types of birds and the fish to praise Hashem. Bashish Shagama Malach to Malach Aleim. And regarding Friday, also he agrees that it's, and that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished his ruling and then he ruled over the world. But Bishvi, this is the one that he argues on him. He says, Al Shem Shabbos. The reason why we sing Shilim Shabbos is because that's when Hashem rested. Also regarding the seven original days of Maisa Voracious. Now, the Gemara actually says that these two opinions are actually arguing regarding what Rav Katina had said. Because the Amr of Katina, Rav Katina said that Shita Alfei Shnei Hav Alma, this world as we know it, only around for 6,000 years. V'chad Charav, and then for 1,000 years, it will be totally destroyed. Shnei, like it says a Pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, V'nizgav Hashem Levada B'yemahu, that Hashem alone will be exalted on that day, I mean, no one else will be around besides Hashem. Now, Abaya argues, he says, Trecharv, actually it's going to be destroyed for 2,000 years. Shlemak says the Pasuk in Hosea, Yechayenu miyumayim. He will bring us back alive from 2 days, meaning we say Hashem's day is 1,000 years. So Rav Nechemiah doesn't hold Rav Katina, rather he held like Abaya. Therefore he couldn't say that that one day is going to be a reference to Yom Shekuli Shabbos, in other words, regarding the future, because it's not one day, it's not Yom, it's Yomayim, it's 2 days, and that's why he held that was going on Maaseh Bereishis, whereas the first opinion held that it's going on the Asid, where he held like the first opinion that it's going on the where of Katina's halacha, that there is going to be only one day, which is Yom Shekuli Shabbos, and that's regarding the future. Now the Gemara continues quoting from this brisa that b'musvi de Shabbata ma, meaning on the Musaf of Shabbos, what song would they sing by the Musaf? So we said regarding every day of the week, but regarding the Tamid Shel Shachar, what song they would sing? What song would they sing by the Nesachim of the Musaf of Shabbos? So Amrav Anu Bar Rava Amrav, he says the Haziv Lach, which is an acronym for regarding the Parsha of the Song of Hazinu. Parsha Hazinu has a Shira, which is split into 6 different parakim, which is this Haziv Lach, which are 6 references. The Hey is Hazinu. The second one is Zechar Yimayisrael Net Zion. The third one is the Yud Yarkveyo Abamasei Aretz. The fourth one is the Vav is Bayar Hashem Beyinatz. Now Rashi says, up until now, there was 6 psukim for each one of these paragraphs. Now from here on, each one is 8 psukim for the paragraph, where the fifth one is the Lamed, is from the second one of Lach, that's why it's split into 2, Haziv Lach, is Lulei Kas Oyev Ogur, and the sixth one is the Chaf, is Kiyad Nashem Amoy. So that's what they would say by the Musaf of the Karban Shabbos. Now, V'amrav Chan Barabba, Omer Rav, he says, Kederech Shechalukim, just like we split up the parak of the Song of Hazinu, Khan over here regarding the Karban Musaf of Shabbos, Kachalukim Bebeis HaKnesset, exactly how they split up in Shul, meaning when they call up the 7 people that get an Aliyah on Shabbos, when they call up to save a Torah, the first 6 will be these 6 different separations, these paragraphs, and the 7th one will sing from the Shira till the end of the parasha. Now, the Braisa continues, "B'mechasa d'shabbat amai emer." What would they say by the carbon of Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, which is in the evening, which is what Mincha means, on Shabbos, what song would they sing? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan said they would first sing Az Yasher, which is the Shira of Shiras Hayam, which starts Az Yasher Maisha until Micha Maicha. Then U'micha Maicha, they would sing from that pasuk until the end of the Shira of Az Yasher. And then Vaz Yasher, which is a different Shira that the Klal Yisrael sang by Ali Ba'er, which is a pasuk in Bamidbar Chof Alf. So that's again what the Shira was by the Musaf of Shabbos and of the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Now, Ibailu, the Gemara had the following question. Hani kulu b'chad Shabbata amri lahu? Was it that Levim would sing all these, meaning Haziv Lach, and these three different paragraphs regarding the Shira for the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im of Shabbos? And they just split it up into these different parts regarding what type of songs they would sing and switching the instruments and the blowing and the trumpets. That is all but all on one Shabbos. So, Aydil Makal Shabbat 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 Amri Chad, or maybe, actually, every single Shabbos, they would sing one of these parakim, and then on the next Shabbos, they would sing the next parak. So how was it? Was it that every Shabbos was Az Yashir, Michmeich, and Az Yashir, and same thing Haziv Lach, they would sing those the same six? Or was it that every single Shabbos, one was Az Yashir, next one was Michmeich, and the next one was Az Yashir, and then it would start over again, and same thing for Haziv Lach? So the Gemara says, Tashim, I come in the town, like learn the Braisa. Amar Biesi, he says, Atcha HaRishayne, he says, up until when you have the first one, meaning a reference to Musaf, which comes before the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, Oimeres Achas, when you get to finish one cycle of the Karban Musaf, which we said is Haziv Lach, which is six parakim, Shnia, then the second one, meaning the Shira of the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, which comes by Mincha time, Chazer Shtayim, you would have already finished that cycle two times, because as we said, the Karban Musaf has six parakim. Here by the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, it has three psukim. So therefore, this resolves the question, Shema Mino, Kol Shabbat B'Shabbat, Amri Chad, Shema Mino. Obviously, each week, you sing only one, which is on the first week, you sing Hazinu, the second one is Zachar, and so on and so forth. And therefore, it's not at every Shabbos. They say it all. Rather, one Shabbos is the Hey, then the Zayin, then the Yud, then the Vav, then the Lamed, then the Chav. It's a six-week cycle. And that's why it says when you're finishing the Mincha one, two times, that's only Musaf is going to be one time, because Mincha, the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, has three chapters and there is six, and therefore it's going to be double the amount for the Musaf than it is for the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Now, the Gemara continues that since it was talking about all these takanas Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that was regarding Yavne, so here the Gemara continues and says that the reason why it was saying that it was Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that in Yavne, because the Sanhedrin went into exile. And in the days of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, which was the first galus that had left from Yerushalayim, it was in Yavne. As the Gemara explains, Amar Yehuda bar Idam Rabbi Yochanan, Esther Masoyis Nasa Shechina, the Divine Presence took 10 different transportations, 10 different voyages, that journeys that it took when it left the Jewish people, little by little, when they sinned, it went at a little bit at a time. It didn't totally leave the Jewish people at one time. That's learned out Mikroi from Sukkim, as the Gemara will elaborate. Connecting Gulsa Sanhedrin and correlating to those 10 times, the Sanhedrin, the great Bezin, they also went into exile, also 10 times. But that's Megemara, that's from tradition that we have Messiah, as Megemara explains. We have the 10 different journeys that the Divine Presence went when it left the Jewish people. As learned from Sukkim, these are the 10 different places that it was. Mikaparis. First, it started off from the Kaparis, which is the covering of the Aron and the Kutcher Kutchim, where that's generally where the Shechina was originally. Where when it left there, it went, Likruv, it went to the Kruv, that's one of the Kruvim that Shlomo HaMelech made, which was standing nearby the Aron. Then Umekruv Likruv, then it went from one Kruv to the other one, where it had one on the northern part of the Aron, and the other one was on the southern part. Then Umekruv Lemiftan, then it went from one of the Kruvim to the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. Then it went from the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash to the courtyard, meaning to the Azar, which was the area between that part of the courtyard that's between the Ulam, the antechamber, which is the opening of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mizbeach. Then it went, again, it's going on its journey eastward out of the Beis HaMikdash from the Kutcher Kutchim. Then it went from the Azara to the Mizbeach, which is the outer Mizbeach, which is further east. Then the Mizbeach Legag. Then it went from the Mizbeach to the roof of the Heichel. Then the Megag Lechem, then it went from the roof of the Beis HaMikdash to the wall of the Azar of the courtyard. U'mecham El'ir, then it went from the wall to the city of Yerushalayim. Then the Me'ir Lahar, then it went from the city of Yerushalayim to the Mount of Olives, the Har HaZeisim. Now, the reason why I went on all these different journeys is because it was hard for the Shekhinah to leave, and it was anticipating, it was waiting for the Jewish people to do tshuva. Umahar lemidbar, then it went from the Har HaZeisim to the desert. Umahmidbar also, v'yoshev coming, then from the desert, that's where the Shekhinah then went back up to its place, up in Shemayim. Shnem, like it says the pasuk in Hosea, Eilech, I'm going to go, Ashuv el Makam, I'm going to go back to my place. Now, the Gemara explains the sources from the Sukkim for all these 10 places. Mikaparis the Kruv, it went from the Kaparis, which is again the covering of the Aron HaKodesh, to the Kruv. Then Mikruv the Kruv, then from one Kruv to the other one. Mikruv the Miftun, and then it went from the Kruv to the threshold of the Beis HaMikdash. So like says the pasuk in Shema, it says, when the Adati Lecha Hashem, Hashem said to Moshe, that's the place where I'm going to make myself known to you. V'dibarti Yitchem al Kaparis, I'm going to speak to you from on top of the Kaparis. So we learned that that was where the primary place of the Shekhinah was on top of the Kaparis. Now, but then there's a pasuk in Shmuel Beis that says "Vayirkav al Kruv Vayoyev," that he mounted on top of the Kruv and he flew away. So we see that it went to the Kruv afterwards. Then there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that is in the days of Yecheskel it went from there. That it says "Uchved Elikei Yisrael Nalam al Kruv," that the glory of the God of the Jewish people went up from above the Kruv. Ashahoya loved that where it was on top. El Miftun Habayis, that it went to the threshold of the Beis Hamikdash. Again, that was the next step. Then the Mimifton Lachatzer, we went from the threshold to the courtyard, the area of the courtyard between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. That's like it says the pasuk in Yecheskel. It says Ve'yimoli Habayisa Anan, that the house was filled up with the cloud. V'hachatzer, and the courtyard, Maleas Noigah Kved Hashem, was filled with the light of the honor of Hashem. Where again, this is written after where had left from the Kruv to the threshold. Here it was already into the Chatzer with Nazar. Then Mechatzer Mizbeach went from the courtyard to the Mizbeach. That's like it says the pasuk in Amos. It says, Re'isi es Hashem, Nitzav al Mizbeach. I saw Hashem, which was standing on the Mizbeach. Now, Rashi says, although this pasuk of Amos, it's written in Amos, and Amos was before Yecheskel, many generations, but it's not a contradiction because he was saying a prophecy regarding the future, because you have to say that the Shekhinah left in the order that it goes outside, meaning from all the way west, all the way eastward. So therefore, this was actually afterwards, although Amos said his Nevuah before. U'mizbeach l'gag. Then it went from the Mizbeach, then it went up to the roof of the Heichel. So like it says, the pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Tov l'shevet al pinas gag. It's better to sit on the corner of the roof than, as the pasuk concludes, from the Eishes Midyanim u'beis chaver, from a contending wife, and from the house of where there's other people there, where it's a reference that the Shekhinah was saying, Shlomo HaMelech is saying that the Divine Presence was said, it's better for me to go up to the roof than sitting here with this contending wife, which is a reference to Klal Yisrael, that they put up an Avodah Zarah in the Heichel. And the reference of Beis Chaver is where they attached an idol there with the Shekhinah, that I can't be here with an idol. There's no room for the two of us here. So if Hashem said, it's better for me to go up to the corner of the roof. Then Megag L'chaimah, then the Divine Presence went from the roof to the wall of the Azara. That's like it says, the pasuk in Amis says, V'hine Hashem nitzav al-chaimis anach, that Hashem was standing on the plumbed wall, meaning to say that's where they had to use this certain instrument to make sure that the wall was exacting, that Hashem was up on the wall of the Azara. Then Mechaim Eliyah, then Hashem went from the wall to the city. So like it says the pasuk in Michid, says Koil Hashem Leir Yikra, the voice of Hashem will call out to the city. That we see Hashem was in Yerushalayim. Then Meir Lahar. Then Hashem went from the city of Yerushalayim to Har HaZeisim. So like it says the pasuk in Yecheskel, V'yal Kaved Hashem Al Techir, that Hashem's the honor of Hashem went up from within the city. V'yamad Alahar Hashem Ikedem Leir, that it went up to the mountain, which is from to the east of the city. Again, going further east. Mahar Lamidbar, then it went from the mountain to the desert. So like it says, a pasuk in Mishlei, Taiv Sheves Beretz Midbar, it's better to sit in the land of the desert than, as the pasuk ends over there, Me'ishis Midyanim Uchas, the same idea from a contending wife and anger, where the Jewish people are just angering and they're a contending wife. Midbar also, V'yashim Mekayim, and then from the desert, the Divine Presence went up and settled in its place up in Shemayim. So like it says, a pasuk in Hosea, Eilech, I will go, Ashuva El Mekayim, I will go up to my place, the Goyim, etc., where there the pasuk concludes, Ad Asher Yashmu, until they will be held accountable, meaning until the Jewish people hold themselves accountable for what they have done. Now, that in Rabbi Yechon says, actually, Shish Chadashim Nisak V'Shchin L'Yisrael Bamidbar, for 6 months, on the last stop, the Divine Presence waited for the Jewish people in the desert. Shemayachzu B'Tshuva, maybe they're going to be Chayzi B'Tshuva, at this idea, where, as the pasuk says, Ad Asher Yashmu, until they take responsibility. Once they didn't return, Amar, the Divine Presence said, Tipach Atzmam, let them just rach, and then like it says, a pasuk in Iyah, Ve'eni Rishom Techlana, that the eyes of the wicked is longing, Umanis Avid Minhem, and their refuge is lost from them. The Tekvasa Mapach Nafesh, this idea that their hope is that one of agony, that Tipach Atzma and Hashem said, forget about it, and they went up to Shemayim. Now, as we mentioned before, Kenegd and Gulsa Sanhedrin, they're correlating to the 10 stops that the Shechina took in leaving. The Sanhedrin, the great Bezdin, they also took 10 different steps. Migamar, that we know from tradition, exactly what was it that these 10 steps were. Milishkes HaGazes L'chanes, they were always in the stone chamber, that's where they started off. So then from there they went to the store. Now, what that means is that there were different stores that were made on the Temple Mount where there they settled. Now, the reason why they moved over there, although they were still on the Temple Mount, was to say that we're not judging court cases regarding people's lives. And that is because since they saw that there were so much murders, as the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, so they said that, you know, once you're not in Lishkas or Gazes, you can't be done in the Nefesh's capital punishment anymore. So they said that we're not going to do this anymore because it's just too many murders. So they moved away to the other part. Now, as Rashi explains, all these scullias, all these exiles of the Sanhedrin actually was in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash. However, all these different masoyas, these travels of divine presence that are left step after step, actually was by the first Beis Hamikdash. So then it continues that Omechanos L'Yerushalayim, then from those storefronts in the Har Bais, then they went to Yerushalayim. Then Yerushalayim L'Yavne, then from Yerushalayim, they went to Yavne, continue on to Amud Beis, where actually the reason why they went to Yavne was because wherever the place where the Nasi, the prince of the Jewish people, was dwelling, there the Sanhedrin went with him. Now, wherever he went or his son went to a different place, then again the yeshiva, the Sanhedrin, went with him. Now, therefore, the first stop was in Yavne because that's where Rabbi Yochanan was. Then in Yavne, from Yavne, they went to Usha because in the days of Rabbi Gamliel, his son, he was in Usha, therefore they went to Usha. Then they went back, Umayusha Yavne, they went back to Yavne because that was in the days of Rabbi Shimon, his son. Then Umayavne to Usha, then they went back again from Yavne to Usha. Umayusha Lishfram. Umishfram lebeis sha'arim, umbeis sha'arim letzipari, umitzipari letzivari, where that was because beis sha'arim and tzipari and tzivari were all in the days of Rebbe, who he was the Nasi in those days. As the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, that we go after Rebbe in beis sha'arim, because that's where Rebbe was. Then when he got ill, he went to tzipari, so that was the next stop the Sanhedrin went to, as the Gemara says in Masechet Ksubas. And then tzivari was later on in the days of Antoninus. Now, the Gemara says, with tzivari amukim mekulam, tzivari was the deepest. In other words, they were at their lowest point of all the different stops when they went to exile was in Tveri. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, b'shafalt, that you'll be so low, me'eretz tedaberi, that you will speak from the earth. Eliezer, he actually argues, he says, it wasn't 10 different stops that the Sanhedrin made, it was shesh golas, it was 6 different exiles. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, ki heshach yesh ve'mar, because he lowered those who dwelled upon high, kirin esgava, the exalted city, yashbelen, he will lower it, Yeshpilad Eretz, he lowered until the earth. Yagiyanat Ofer, have them come down all the way up until the earth. Now, that's a reference to 6, because Heshach is one lowering. Yashpilena is also an idea of lowering, that's a second one. Yashpila is a third term of lowering. Ad Eretz, until the earth, that's 4. Yagiyena, that they'll reach, that's 5. Ad Ofer, that's 6, because it could have said Yashpilena Ad Eretz and La Ofer. So the fact that it added all these extra terms is coming to say that it was another lowering, that there were 6 exiles. Now the Gemara concludes from Rabbi Yochanan, he says, Umisham, from there, meaning as all interpretations say that the last stop was Ofer, Asidin Legal, that's from where they're going to be redeemed. Shemek says, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Hisnari mi Ofer, shake yourself off from the dust, Kumi Shvi, get up and sit down, and that's what Mitzvah will be, that the Geula will come from this last step of the Ofer. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnah, he's talking about the Takanas of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So I remember Shimon Karchi says, this was another takana, an institution of Birchim Zakeh. Even if the head of the Bezdin was wherever it is that he went, let's say he had to leave from the place of where the Sanhedrin was. Now, the explanation is because the primary sanctification of the new month was based on the Av Bezdin. As we quoted in the previous Mishnah of Chavdal and Alf, where the Reish Bezdin, he was the one that said Mekudesh, and we learned this out actually from Sukkot. However, Birchim Zakeh was Mesakin, that even if he's not around, let's say he went somewhere else, that it should not be necessary for her Adam, for the witnesses of the new month, to be holchem, to go after him. Rather, the place they go to is where the yeshiva, where the Sanhedrin always is. And then Sanhedrin, they sanctify the new moon, the new month, without the Reish Bezdin. We don't make them go after the Av Bezdin, although he's the main one that he says Mekudesh. Still, if he's not around, we don't go running after him to find him to go ahead and make the new month. Now, by way of explanation, the Gemara brings the following story. There was a certain woman that was summoned in front of a din tayra, in front of a mamer in the city of Nardai. Now, Ozla mamer l'mechuzza. Then a mamer went and he picked himself up. He went to mechuzza. V'loy Ozla basrei. This woman didn't follow after him. She didn't want to go from Nardai to mechuzza, even though he had summoned her, but that was in that city. Now he went somewhere else. So kasev psiche levoy. So he wrote a document of excommunicating her because she was refusing to come and listen to the court. So Amalei Rav Ashi LaMeimer, Rav Ashi asked LaMeimer, but Anan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that says Avila Reish Bezdin Mechamakim. Even if the head of the Bezdin is wherever he is, Shleiyu Heidim Holchen El Makom Avah. We don't make people run after him. You go to where the court is, even though the head went somewhere else. So here also that although you went somewhere else, she doesn't have to follow you. Why are you excommunicating her? She just has to go to where the Bezdin is, and that's in Nardai. You went somewhere else. So Amalei LaMeimer answered him. He says, no. Hanamili, this that you're quoting me from our Mishnah is Leinin Eidus Achidish. That we don't make the witnesses go after the Abbezin, they can go to where the court is, that's regarding saying testimony on the new month. Because the Imkain, if we made them go ahead and try to find where the Abbezin is, Nimtzis Machshin Lasalave, you're going to create a stumbling block for the future because they're not going to want to go. Oh, we're going to, until we find him, maybe he's not going to be there. And therefore, we don't want to cause such problems. And therefore, we say, no, you don't have to find him, you can go wherever the Bezin always is. Abul Hacha, but here regarding the court case, so then it applies as it says a pasuk in Mishlei. It says, "Ever loyal to Ishmalva." The borrower is a slave to the man that lends him money, and therefore here, where she's obligated, where she's being summoned to the court case, she has to come to me wherever I am. Here, we don't have those excuses that we don't want to create that people are not going to come to say Eidus Achidish in the future. And again, by this story, we understand the understanding of the Takana Rechim Zakai, why it is that he said you don't have to run after him because we don't want to have people not coming, and it's very important for us to have the Eidus Achidish to make the new month in its proper time. Now the Gemara continues with another takan of Birchim Zakai. Traban Ulna Braisa. In Kahanim Rishoyin Lalis Besandalehen Ludduchan. The Kahanim are not allowed to go up to the platform when they say Birchas Kahanim with their sandals, when they do Nesias Kapayim. Where the Gemara Mesech the site explains the reason for this. Now, the Zu Achad Mitesh Takan Sheskim Birchim Zakai. This is one of the nine different institutions that Birchim Zakai was Mesakim. Where the Gemara explains what are these nine things. So you have Shis the Hyperk, you have the six that were mentioned in this chapter, in this parak. We have one that we just spoke about of the sandal, of they can't go with their sandals up to Birchas Kahanim. We have the five that were mentioned in our different Mishnayos in this parak, where we had the second one, besides this first one that we quoted here in the Braisa, we have that of that they should blow Bezdin on Shabbos to Shefer, although generally we said that out of the Beis HaMikdash you don't, but after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash he said that in Bezdin they should blow. The third one is that the Lulav should be taken all 7 days in the Medina, even though it's only Zeichel HaMikdash. The fourth one was that the Yom Hanef, the day of the waving, the 16th of Nisan, should be totally forbidden to have from the new grain. The fifth one is that we should accept the Eidus HaChodesh the entire day, even after the Zman of Mincha, again after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And the sixth one, meaning the fifth one of the Mishnah, is that the Eidim should only have to go to the Makom Avad, like we said in this Mishnah, they don't have to go running after the Avbezn. So that's six. The Chada, the Pirkei Kamei, they have the seventh one, is from the first Perek, on the Chafal from the Beis, where that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says that the Eidim should not be Mechal Shabbos, again, after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, to go ahead and say testimony that they saw the new moon only by Nisan and Tishrei, where that's important for the establishment of the Yom Tovim that's in those months. But the other months, they're not Mechal Shabbos to go ahead and say the Eidus. The Idach, and the eighth one, is the time like learn the Braisa. Gershon is Gar Bezmanazeh, regarding a convert that's converting today's day, Tzarch Sheyafrish Revei has to separate a quarter of a shekel, meaning a half a dinar worth of money, likinai, for his pair of birds, which is, that's actually the cost of how much the pair of birds would be, as the Mishnah says, Mesechtas Krisis, that at one point it was only a quarter of a shekel, because actually the halacha is that a ger has to bring a carbon, because he has many different halachas, a bris, and mila, and tefila, and a hazaz damim, so he has to bring a carbon, and the Gemara Mesechtas Krisis concludes that it's enough to bring an oilas ha'if. Now, therefore, he has to separate a raiva, meaning a quarter of a shekel, for his kinai, for his pair of birds, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt in our days, and he's going to have to bring a carbon. So if he has to separate it, because that's really integral for his geiris. Now, that was the original halacha. Amar Rav Shimon Lazar, Rav Shimon Lazar says, however, kavar nimno l'Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Mizakai already went and was counted to nullify this. Because ubit l'mneatikali, he nullified it because of the stumbling block, because if a person is going to be having in his drawer, he's going to be holding on to this money that is separating for his carbon money, maybe he's going to be utilizing it, and that's going to be a problem of me'ila, because it's kachim, we don't want to have such a stumbling block around, and therefore, you don't separate the money. When the Beis HaMikdash is built, then you can go ahead and bring it, but you don't want to separate it because of the stumbling block. That was the eighth takana. The idach and the last one, the ninth one, is actually a pluk to Rav Papa of Nachbitz. As machleik is what was his ninth takana. Rav Papa on my camera vai says in regards to halacha of the fourth year fruits, where the first 3 years it's forbidden, and the fourth year the vines have a certain kedusha. And Rav Nachmitz Lashon Shel Zaharis, he says it was in reference to the string of the red wool which was used on Yom Kippur, as Gemara explains. Rav Papa on my camera vai says it was in reference to the fruits of the fourth year. That's not the Gemara says, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Maaser Sheni, that Kerem Revai Hayoyel Yerushalayim, the fruits, specifically according to every opinion, which was the vines, the grapes of the fourth year, was brought up to Yerushalayim, and that is, they had to bring up the fruits itself. Now, although biblically, both regards to the halachas of Maaser Sheni and regarding Kerem Revai, they could be redeemed and deconsecrated, even if you're just one step out of the wall of Yerushalayim, but on that, the Rabbanu were geyser, that for Mahalach Yom L'chol Tzad, anyone that's within a day's walk in any direction of Yerushalayim, that they should go ahead and bring that up, the fruits itself, and eat them in Yerushalayim. And Bezuhi Tchuman, this is the boundaries of what's considered up until a day's walk from Yerushalayim. You have Eilat Min, and the Girsa is Hadarm. You have Eilat from the south. You have Va'akrabas Min HaTzofen is the Girsa. You have Akrabat from the north. Lud Min HaMarv, Lud from the west. Be'yardim Min HaMizrach, and the Yardim from the east. Those are all considered a day's journey. And if you're within that area, you have to bring up the fruits itself. That was what the Rabbanu were Masakin. Now, Amar Ula, Ula said, Vitim, and some say it was Rabba Bar Ula, Amar B'yechanan, Matam, what was the reason why they originally made this takana, that although biblically you could deconsecrate and bring up your money, but no, you should bring up the fruits itself, because you had to either eat the fruits or the money's worth of the fruits inside Yerushalayim of the Kerem Revai, is Kedela Atar Shuki Yerushalayim B'Peris, because he wanted to beautify, to make like a crown, all the different marketplaces of Yerushalayim, with all the fruits, it's a cover for Yerushalayim when you have so many fruits and so many beautiful things coming from all over. That's why they said that if you're within that amount, you should go ahead and bring up the fruits itself. Now, on that, Vitanya Lut in the Braisa, that Kamra Vai Hoyle Rebeloza B'Mizrach Lud, there was this fruits of the grapes of the fourth year that Reb Elezer had to the east of Lud, meaning that means to say between Lud and Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim was to the east of Lud. So if it was to the east of Lud, it was within that day's journey, which that the original takana was you have to bring it up to Yerushalayim, all the fruits, which was Betzad Kfar Tavi, was in the side of the village of Tavi. Now, Obikish Reb Elezer left Gilanim, Reb Elezer wanted to declare it ownless for the poor people, that they should go ahead and bring it up to Yerushalayim, because it was a very big difficulty for him to have to schlep all the fruits, which the halacha that they had mandated was you have to bring up the fruits. Now, Amru Loi Tamidav, but his students told him, Rebbe, our teacher, you don't have to go out and be mafkir. Kfar nimnu chaverecha olav v'yitiru. Your friends have already been counted upon this, and they really permitted to redeem and to just bring up the money to Yerushalayim. And the reason is, because once Yerushalayim was destroyed, the Chum weren't concerned about anymore to be ma'atr, to beautify Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is already destroyed, already lost its glory. And therefore they said, you don't have to go ahead and bring it up anymore. And therefore, that was the takana. Now, man chaverecha, who is your friend? What was their reference when they said your friend? That was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And therefore, that's the opinion of Rav Papa, that the ninth one of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was this, that again, after the Churban, which is all these takanas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, you don't have to bring it up anymore, even if you're within one day's walk, because there's no more anymore an idea of being ma'ati Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Yitzchok on Malosha Shel Zaharis, he said a different opinion. He said it was regards to the red string. To sound like we learned in the Braisa. B'Rishayna originally, Hayekashin Lashon Shel Zaharis al Pesach Ulam Mebuchatz. Originally on Yom Kippur, they would tie the thread of the red string on the entryway of the antechamber on the outside. Now, Hilbin Hoysmech, and if it turned white, which it originally had done when the Jewish people were meritorious, then they would rejoice. That means we had a kapar. Lo Hilbin Hoyetzev, but if it didn't turn white and it stayed red, which was a symbol of their Averis, then they were sad. So they didn't want the Jewish people to be like that. So they instituted to tie it on the entryway of the antechamber from the inside. Now, still people would peek in to see. And still, you had the same problem. And if it turned white, they would be happy. Like the later years, towards close to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it didn't turn white, they were depressed. So they instituted to tie it, not over there anymore. Rather, the one who took the Sar La'azazel, which was to take the Averis of the Jewish people, they would cut it in half, and Chetzi B'Sela, half would go onto a rock, the Chetzi being Karnam, and half would go between the horns, Shel Sar Mishtaleach, of this Sar, the he-goat that was thrown off the cliff. Now, that was what Rabbi Yechim Mazakai, he was Masakin that. And therefore, that was the ninth takana. So the Gemara asked regarding this machlekes, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my time alamer kapapa. Why didn't he say like Rapapa that the ninth one was regarding the Karim Revive, that you don't have to bring it up anymore after the Chormis and Mikdash? So Amalach, he would tell you because Isa Gedeit de Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh, if you would think that it was Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh that made that takana, Chaverv de Rabbi Yezer Mihava, that story that the students told Rabbi Yezer, look, your friends already said you don't have to bring it up anymore after the Chorban. There's no point of being Ma'ate Shrik Bishalayim. You think that's a reference to Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh? But Rabbi Hava, Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh was actually the Rebbe Rabbi Yezer. So he can't say like our Papa that it was Chaverecha was a reference to Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh because he wasn't his friend, he was his Rebbe. But Vidach, the Gemara says, but Rabbi Papa would say, Kivan the Talmidim Hava, since it was the students of Rabbi Yezer who were telling him this, it's not appropriate to tell your teacher that your teacher. And therefore they said, but you're right, it was really his Rebbe, and therefore it's not a problem for Rabbi Papa. It was Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh who was Mesakin him. Now the Gemara says the other way around. Rabbi Papa, my time alone, Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, why didn't he say Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak? There was a reference to the Lashon Shel Zaharis, Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh was the one that made his ninth takana to cut the string in half and not leave it there, but rather put it on the sar and on the rock. So Amlachi said no. If you would assume that it was Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh who made this takana of the string, do you think that in the days of Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh that the string had turned white? In other words, in the days of Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh, when he was the leader of the Jewish people and he was paskening and he was making these takanas that we're quoting all his takanas, do you think that there was sometimes turning white and sometimes not to say that he decided to forget about it and put it on the rock and the sar to say that it was he who made the takana? But by time when the braisa that says Kol Shanaisav Shabbi Yechim Mezakeh, the years of Yechim Mezakeh were May of Esam Shana. He lived 120 years. Now Mem Shana Asik Berbekmatya, for 40 years he dealt in business. Mem Shana Lamad, then for 40 years he learned. Mem Shana Limad, and the final 40 years is when he taught Torah to Klal Yisrael, which was obviously the times when he made his takanas. Now by time when the braisa that Mem Shana Koidim Shanech Rabbis, for 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, then there was never a time that it turned white. Elamadim is always red. So you can't count that as times of when sometimes yeah and sometimes not, that they then went and changed it to the Sar La'azazel. And now, but now we learned in all these Mishnayas that Mishachar Habayis Hiskin Rech Mezakeh. It was only after the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash that Rech Mezakeh made all these takanas. So obviously it was after the Chorban, whether it was a year or two later than that. Now, since for the 40 years before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that the string, the red thread, never ever turned white on Yom Kippur, so it comes out that it's impossible to say that in the later years of Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh, which is the last 40 years, that is when he taught Torah to Jewish people when they made Takanis, to say that was when sometimes it was white and sometimes red, that he went and said, you know what, let's not do it here, let's do it there, because we don't want them to be depressed, because it's impossible. Because if for 40 years is only the time frame when he was Mesakeh Takanis, at least some of it was after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, for the 40 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it never turned white at all. So his time frame of being Mesakeh Takanis was never at the time period of when it was sometimes white and sometimes red, and therefore you can't say that it was Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh that made this Takana, and that's where Papa didn't say like Rav Nachman Yitzchak. However, Idach, Rav Nachman Yitzchak would tell you that no, it's not a contradiction, because Isamar Bar Shana Delamed, regarding the 40 years that Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh was learning, not teaching, which that was within that time frame of when it was sometimes white, sometimes red, he was a Talmud Yechel B'nei Rabbi Hava, he was a student, he wasn't then the leader of Klai Yisrael, that was sitting in front of his teacher. Now the Amma Milsa, and he said something, V'stabba Taima, and it made sense. Now we continue on top of Lamed Beis Amon Aleph, V'kavei Rabbi B'shmei, and then his Rebbe, who he was the leader of Jewish people, he said it over, he instituted in the name of Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh to count it with his other takanas, and that's why it could be the ninth takana, where although he wasn't then the leader, being Malamed Torah to Yisrael, to say that he was Mesakeh Takanis, but it could be that when he was learning, which was during the time frame, he said something and his Rebbe liked it, and therefore it was counted as one of Rabbi Yechim Mezakeh's Takanis, and therefore it could be like Rav Nachman Yitzchak.